We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Even though I love giving a good blowjob and I'm good at it. Today's guest, I haven't dated him, but he's very funny. You can see him do stand-up all over this fucking country. His name is Brooks Wheeler.
Yeah.
Beer, beer, beer.
Oh,
maybe
Brooks.
You're single because of your iPhone cover. What is that? That doesn't scream.
You can't see it, but my iPhone cover is a blue unicorn.
It makes it so cumbersome. It's insane.
I never lose my phone.
Neither do I. It looks hard to talk on that.
It's not hard to talk on. It is hard to put it in my pocket.
Yeah, that's not a pocket.
It's
you can't
not
put that
a pocket
in a pocket
phone case. My best friend got it for me because I like dumb things.
It's fun. It's a giant unicorn. Mm-hmm. It makes the phone
three times the size of a normal iPhone.
It's very big.
Yeah, it's got a very long horn.
Yeah, a very long horn. It's not. It just does not look like it should fit anywhere.
It truly doesn't fit anywhere.
Cute.
It is. It's so cute, and that's all I want to be. I just want to be a cute lady.
Oh well, you're knocking it out of the park with that blue unicorn with pink hair.
Brooks, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So you are in a relationship.
I'm in a healthy relationship right
now. That's nice.
It's great. Yes.
And you guys met in real life. Yes.
Well. No, yes and no.
Oh.
I knew Grace. I don't know if she's comfortable. I'm sure she's fine with this story.
And we could just say.
No, either way, okay. I knew her in real life and then saw her on that Raya thing.
Ah.
So it was like, what are you doing on this? And then we started dating. So that's how that worked. It was like, we already knew each other.
So you knew each other, saw each other on a dating app. If you don't know, Raya is a dating app for people of notoriety.
Sure.
It was in the entertainment field.
I got put on it because Eric Andre, like I was engaged and then that fell apart. I was very sad. And Eric Andre was like, get on Raya. Like, and I was like, what is that? He's like, it's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I did that. And then I'm like, it's a fucking disaster in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But then, because it's all shallow people. And then I met my current girlfriend on it. But because we knew each other and just were like.
So it was just like easy peasy. It was like,
yeah, I was like,
oh,
I didn't know you were
other.
Single. Cool. Let's go on a date.
See, that's the bright side of dating apps where you run into someone that you know that you think is attractive and you're into and you're like, oh, I didn't know you were single.
Yeah.
But now I know because you're in a place for single people.
Exactly.
That's nice. Raya won't let me on.
Those sons of bitches.
On a wait list for about a year and a half.
You're missing nothing. Because I looked at hers. For guys, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all Instagram models.
Just Instagram models.
And then for girls, it's terrible because it's all like guys in hats who take photos of Instagram models. A lot of guys who take girls into the desert and shoot photos of them naked and are like, this is art.
This is art. I'm a serious photographer.
Yeah, I dress like a cowboy. I'm from New York.
But you were on there and you're a nice boy.
No, exactly. There's a lot of comedians are on it. Like everybody from SNL was on it. And it's a lot of like running into your friends and being like, this is so fun. Yeah.
I love seeing a friend on a dating app and swiping right just to see what they are going to do back to me.
Always, if I see a friend, you're getting that. You're getting the like.
Yes. So you were on Raya. Were you on Tinder and Bumble and Hinge?
No, I was dating a girl for before all that happened. For a while, we got engaged and then that ended.
Did you meet her in real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met her at a party. It was very romantic. She was just a very beautiful girl. And I just picked up a leaf and I was like, you dropped this leaf. And
she was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. And then she just kind of like was like, whatever. And then like later, I saw her again. I was like, where's the leaf? And then she's like, dude, I'm not keeping a fucking leaf. And then I asked her out or whatever. And then we ended up, it was good. And we had got engaged like years later. And then that went real south. And I was very sad.
Sure. That is a true, great pickup line.
Well, I mean,
it was
just outside. Where's your leaf? Yeah. I've always had too much confidence probably.
Well, it's a confidence thing, but then it's also like you're funny and it's an adorable thing to be like you dropped a leaf because it's like there's no way I carry leaves around. That's wild.
It was just like, how do I talk to this person? Yeah. Like when I used to ask girls out randomly, it was always you just can't be a creep about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be very pleasant and also standoffish. So it's not aggressive. Because the girl I dated before her, I met in a liquor store. And I was like, you got dope pants. We should go on a date. And then we ended up going to Hawaii like a week later. That was great.
Great.
Yeah. Both of those relationships ended very sadly.
Well, here's why. They started so cutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very, very cute. If someone was like, you dropped a leaf, my pussy would be immediately wet. And I'd be like, we have to fuck.
Sure, sure.
That's adorable.
Yeah, yeah. Let me slowly drain this man's life.
So you were dating someone when you moved to New York for a job. Did she move to New York with you or did
you
long distance?
Yeah, we had been dating for about 3 weeks before I moved to New York.
Oh, shit.
That was the leaf girl. And then we moved to New York together.
Together, okay.
Well, I was there like 2 months before I convinced her to come. And that was the worst decision of my life.
To bring someone with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair.
This is what I've learned. I've talked two girls into moving different places. And then the resentment builds up
because
I'm busy. And
they didn't want to leave their friends and their lives.
And it ends in just a disaster.
Okay, so now I know. If I meet someone online who lives in Kentucky, he's got to stay in Kentucky.
Exactly. You go to them.
Yes, I move to Kentucky. I leave everything behind.
100%.
Okay, I want you to look at my Tinder profile and tell me if you think
you do Tinder,
it's good.
Not Bumble? Everybody I know does Bumble.
Well, I don't have a good time on Bumble.
Okay.
Bumble, I'll meet with or I'll match dudes and I'll message them and then they won't message me back. And I'm like, why? What was the point?
Okay. Well, first of all, funny picture.
Thank you.
Also, I didn't know you were 28. I'm not.
I don't know how to change it on like Facebook won't let me change it again. The reason why I'm 28 is because the internet didn't know how old I was.
Sure.
And I didn't want to go into an audition and have someone be like, oh, she's too old. She's 30.
Yeah.
So I changed it and now I can't change it back. So I tell people almost immediately.
Yeah. No, that's great. It's great. Has people described this before?
Yes, but please describe it.
You're wearing a monster shirt holding what to me looks like a very average sized penis. it's great. That's fun, flirty opening.
Ah, yeah.
Your bio, I got a fat ass, so if you're not into that, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh.
It's so long.
Yeah. DTF, down to figure skate or fuck or farm or fly a kite, whichever is easier. Okay. I like all that. My Raya profile was just, since the app is so intense, I go, all it said about me was, this app is chill.
That's funny.
I'm kind of the less is more.
Yes, that makes sense. Because Raya, I've seen it
people
on other people's
so hard.
Phones. Yeah. But it's a slideshow and then you pick the song.
It's so,
and a song
people
plays.
People curate it. It's so terrible.
It's wild.
Yeah. Okay. So then it's you and a Christmas tree. How fun is that? Look at this person. She likes to have fun. Oh, it's a selfie, which I like. It's just like, look at me. This is, where are you at in this selfie? That looks like a dressing room.
Yeah, it's a dressing room. So, you know, I work.
Sure. But I don't know. I work in dressing rooms and I'm not even sure this is a dressing room.
It's the nicest trailer I'd ever been in.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It was so nice. It was stunning.
Where were you working when you did
that?
That
was the MTV Movie Awards. No one has ever gotten me a room that nice again.
Yeah. You know what the best craft services I've ever had was Adam Devine's house party.
Really?
Yeah. And I've worked on like good shows. Uh-huh. But Adam, and that was the first thing I ever did. And they had a Mountain Dew slushy machine.
Oh my
dude, they're
God,
making
really?
Hot dogs. Yeah, it's because the production budget, we shot it in Chatsworth. Uh-huh. I did the first season.
Oh,
so they shot it in LA. Mm-hmm. They didn't use any budget. So then they,
yeah, because everyone just drove up there.
Yeah,
there was no hotel.
I did it in a, I took a fucking lunch break from my real job to go shoot it.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then went back, but then the next seasons they went to fucking
New Orleans
and,
yeah.
And then Hawaii,
use
I was like,
that
what the
budget.
Hell? Yeah, I was like,
that
I went to
that kind of sucks.
Yeah, but either way. I like that photo. You're working. Oh, here's one showing off dad ass.
Oh, yeah, baby. You got to see what you're about to buy.
Yeah, yeah. And you're climbing a bookshelf.
So you know I'm educated.
Or you're bad at moving in this one. You have no books on that bookshelf.
I have no idea how to move a bookshelf.
Yeah.
You take the books out first.
You break it. Okay. And now, oh, this one is fun. You are in a heart. But it looks like you're keeping the heart from collapsing on you. That's good. That chair doesn't look comfortable at all.
It was not.
Where's this at?
That was in Australia at Madame Tussauds wax fucking center.
In Sydney?
In Sydney, Australia.
I was just in Australia with my lady. And
did you like it? And where did you go?
We were in Melbourne.
Okay. Ooh, you said that with a real good accent.
Well, they fucking lose it if you say
Melbourne.
You say
Melbourne.
You can't pronounce the R. They get furious. So it's Melbourne. And then we went up to, these national parks called Noosa Heads. It was really cool.
Nice.
It was like, I don't know. It was really nice. It was
It's
cool.
Nice, but also can't you just go to Santa Monica and get the same view? That's what I said. And someone yelled at me there
a little bit, but I love traveling and photography.
Sure.
So I was renting a car and going all over the place.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Also, you guys, you got to look at Brooks's Instagram because
you can if you want.
He's got great pictures of these fabulous vacations he goes on.
Well, they're not.
Oh, are you working?
It's how I stay out of trouble when I tour.
There you go.
So it's not like a vacation. I'm doing stand up and daring the day. And I don't like hotel rooms. They make me sad.
Sure.
I'll find the nearest national park and bail to it.
That's honestly a great piece of advice, because when I'm on the road, I get so, like,
I get so sad.
Lonely.
So lonely.
Sad.
So sad.
And there's
so
days that I don't talk to anybody before I get on stage, and I'm like, this is it. This is
yeah.
where, this is the whole
no,
conversation I'm having.
I'd leave as soon as I can. I go to the whatever I can see, and because I like photography, mm-hmm. and then it makes me happy, and then the happiness translates into the later that night's performance.
Smart.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd have better performances if I just like went out.
Yeah, do what you
if
like
I'm
to do.
If I'm with someone, like if I have a featurer who, if you don't know, a featurer is someone who does like 20 minutes before you do your hour. When I have a featurer that I know, I'll be like, let's go out and do something.
It's so fun traveling with a friend.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yes.
Do you know Mateo Lane?
I love him.
I have him open for me, featured for me, and it's the fucking best. Because we'll be in like the middle of Cincinnati and be like, I don't know, let's figure out something fun to do.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah, I have a friend for each part of the country, really. Carl Hess is what I'm doing.
He's a nice man.
Because I hope you don't make Mateo pay for his flights when he does it.
I have him pay for his flights and then I double what the club gives him.
Okay, that's good. Because I always feel bad making people pay for the flight. So I have like people where I meet them around the country. So West Coast is Carl Hess.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun guy. Loves outdoors. Midwest, this guy, Matty Ryan. He lives in Chicago. We started together.
I know him.
He's great. He's redhead. He's super funny.
Yeah, I met him once or twice.
He's super fun. And then on the East Coast, it kind of switches. But I really like Shane Torres a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's great.
But he's like headliner now. He's awesome.
That's nice. Nice to have people in different parts of the country.
Yeah, because I
see that's nice.
I can't be alone, man. That's all it is.
But also, I won't make Mateo fly anywhere if it's more than like a $300 flight. I'm like, if it's like you're coming out of pocket too much, like I'll find something else.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because I'm not making enough to cover a lot. You know.
Yeah, that's why. Like, if I'm making good money, it's hard to make good money in a club.
It is so tough, and it's the most work.
It's the most work because then you have to promote it or whatever, and they give you the base, and then you get a percentage of the door after you sell out.
And then a lot of those people aren't necessarily your fans. They just go to comedy clubs.
Yes.
That's why I like doing small music venues and small tours like that.
I think I might start doing that because it's more control, I think, and then you have people who actually like you.
The shows are so much better, but it is so much more of a gamble monetarily.
Yes.
And you're driving and you're tour managing. So it's like, because I did like a 56 city tour.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that's where my engagement imploded.
Yeah, I could imagine. That's wild.
Yeah, it was not, I would say, not my fault.
No.
I tried very hard to stay in contact, but it was a way out for this person.
Sure, yeah.
But it sucked. But it was, the shows were great. But I went to some weird places. I tried to go to like where I felt like they didn't get a lot of comedy like we do.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like, you guys probably don't get like, you know, quote unquote, new com. Like,
where's the weirdest place you went?
Like, we went to like Mobile, Alabama,
sure.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi,
sure.
New Orleans.
How did those shows go?
They were small, but fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was great. Actually, Hattiesburg was pretty good. Like New Orleans, we went to Memphis, Nashville. Mm-hmm. Like it was called the Central America Tour.
That's nice.
Yeah. That was a bunch. And then I did the Ocean's Rule Tour, which is I did the coast. And turns
the
out.
Ocean's Rule.
Yeah. It turns out bigger cities are actually better shows. Who could guess?
Yeah, man. More people here. Yeah. There's more people who speak your language.
Yeah,
who
could have known I'd do better in San Francisco than Mobile?
I went to Memphis and bombed the hardest.
Where did you perform in Memphis?
Bombed. Not a venue. It was a school. It was the University of Memphis.
Okay.
They were not there for comedy. I don't know what the fuck they showed up for. But like 15 minutes in, I was like, you guys got to either like get on board or like, I don't know. We got to work something out.
Yeah.
Then I was like, what do you want? Crowd work? Then I brought a kid up on stage. They fucking loved that. And I was like, are we good? Can I go back to material? And they were like, yes. And then they were truly like, no. And I was 45 minutes in. I was like, guys, I still have so much longer to be up here. And it's already going so poorly.
Yeah. Memphis is where my ex-fiance broke it off for good. She was like, we can't talk anymore. And then I was so sad, but I don't remember the show, but I do remember I made out with a Memphis Grizzlies cheerleader that night.
There we go.
And I was like, this ain't all bad. But in the morning, I was like, it's still bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Do you stay single for very long? Or are you a serial monogamist?
I stayed single, it's usually about a year after a true disaster.
Okay.
It was 2 years after that one before I started dating my current girlfriend. But
so 2 years.
But me and ex-fiance dated again in the middle after she was done with her other dude.
Oh.
And then I was stupid and was like, that's okay. Forget about that.
Come on down.
Yeah, exactly.
The price is right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she's like, gonna do it again. I go, oh no.
Oh no, I should have known.
All the work I did.
Repeating itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, back to your Tinder profile.
My Tinder profile.
Oh, now you got one with a dog.
That's my dog.
That's your dog?
Yeah, his name's Clyde. He's a little stinker.
Yeah, he's cute as heck. And you said he bites, but he doesn't look like he's going to hurt when he bites.
No, he doesn't hurt you.
Oh,
but,
that's good.
He likes to bite the back of your ankle to be like, can we move a little faster?
These are great.
Oh, so you're a fan.
I'm finished. Yeah, this is a swipe right, right? It's swipe right and left, right? Like, what's swipe right is good.
Right is good. Left is bad.
Yeah. On Raya, it's a heart.
Oh,
or an
see,
X.
That's,
yeah.
I love you. I want to kill you.
Exactly.
That's Raya. I just want to get in there. It's almost like
you're not missing anything.
That's what people say, but that's like going to Montreal. I still haven't been to Montreal just for laughs.
You've never
and
been.
I want to go.
No, you are missing something, Montreal. I love Montreal. Every year I don't go, I'm like, the fuck?
They won't let me go. They're like, no, and they won't let me on Raya. Those are the two things in my life that I want that people are actively keeping me
baloney.
From.
Well, I'm sure you'd be glad to know one of the guys who works higher up in Montreal, not any of the people that we would deal with, he went down for sexual harassment.
Oh, dang.
So,
yeah.
So there you go. You can go home happy.
That's wild. Everyone's going down. Matt Lauer just went down.
I read that he had a
He had a button to lock his door at his fucking desk.
Ooh.
Which is like, someone at NBC said, seems reasonable.
Sure.
You don't need to get up to lock a door.
Oh my God.
You know what? Let's say yes. And you could spend a shit ton of money doing that.
He had a Mr. Burns button.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I think it's a good profile. Thank you. That's a swipe right.
Why do you think, okay, here's a question.
Okay.
Have you ever spoken to someone for days on end, like, I don't know, a week, and then when that person asked you out, just deleted them?
No, I'm very forward.
Okay.
Like, let's go on a date. Like, it's okay. Literally just very forward. You're cute. Let's go on a date.
Okay. We're very similar in that. I don't see a point in prolonging talking to someone if I'm feeling something.
Yeah. So I've not done that. I've like seen people for a few weeks and then been like, "Bae."
Do you tell them or do you ghost them?
No, I always tell them.
See,
I'll make
some
up.
Nice.
It's always my fault. You know, it's always never their fault.
Sure. Why not? Why not just tell someone it's their fault though?
Because I'm a coward.
I'll tell people. I went on a date with a man who was not, he didn't look like his pictures and he was like very boring. And I told him, he was like, do you want to like go out again? I was like, actually, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, this isn't working for me. You're not what I thought you were. And he was like, wow. And I was like, I don't know.
Wow.
That's it. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, Brooks, we're going to get right back into this, but we got to take a little break.
Commercial break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking, intense heat, lasting plump from the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York, formulated with chili pepper. Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back. What a dream.
Oh my gosh. I'm buying those products.
Oh, me too. I love all products. So we were talking about...
I love
about...
Squarespace.
Or whatever it was. I was just saying Squarespace...
Blue Apron rules.
...is on every podcast. Yeah. And Blue Apron, truly, Blue Apron is too much work.
Blue Apron's so much work, but I will say when I was in my New York relationship, I think it prolonged our relationship because it gave us an activity
to do together.
And in New York in the winter,
you're inside.
You're inside and you are just on top of each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we would make dinners and it was
nice.
See,
that's nice. I used to, I've never had a live-in boyfriend, but I live with a gay man. We would make dinner together and it'd be nice.
It's so fun.
And it's what I imagine a relationship to be like.
Making dinners together is so fun. I had a place in Silver Lake where I had a backyard
a
grill and like a picnic table and we would just grill and I had a garden and we'd make the vegetables.
That's nice.
It was the dream.
I have a lime and lemon tree at my place. And that's just nice. I don't grill it, but like it's fresh limes and lemons are just so nice.
It's so fun.
It's nice to go in my backyard and be like, I have food here.
Yeah.
If the apocalypse happens, I'm going to get citrusy.
I'm not doing well, but I don't have scurvy.
I got no scurvy.
Yeah.
And then there's snap peas. It's great. Ooh, I fucking love it.
Speaking of what pirates get, a girl that I was dating gave me scabies one
time.
That's
disgusting.
That was the girl I met in the liquor store parking lot. Who could guess?
I mean, truly, that's if this is true, what else is true?
Yeah, I got a bunch itchy skin mites.
Ew. Scabies, are they're skin mites?
Skin mites.
Can you see them crawling on your skin?
No, but you have bumps from like where they're burrowing.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's like on the inside of the webs of your hand.
Oh, my God.
And then on
God.
Your thigh. Yeah, it was brutal.
And how do you get rid of those?
You have to do a full body, like a cream all over your body and then just fucking get rid of everything in your apartment.
Ugh.
But it takes... 6 weeks for him to show up, and she ghosted me.
Oh, no!
Yeah, she was already gone before I realized I had it, and I was like, no!
That's the worst ghosting. She literally is haunting you like a fucking ghost.
She showed up out of nowhere. It was like the worst breakup, but I like admire her. I liked this version of the breakup, what she did, much more than how fiance and I split.
Uh-huh.
I respect this one.
Okay.
She showed up At like 6 a.m. She'd been like clubbing or she was on Molly or something. And she just goes, "We have different spirits." And I was like, "I'll change mine."
Oh, no.
And then she left and I never saw her again. And I like, at least I totally, wow. I respect that.
I kind of like it, but also I hate that she literally dumped bugs into your skin.
Yeah, she did. She did do that.
That is the grossest thing. I never think about that. Like, if you get into a relationship with somebody, they can leave your life and leave you with things. Scabies. Or herpes, yeah. Or gonorrhea.
Sure.
Or, you know.
Yeah. No, it was a bummer. I was like, I'm so itchy and I miss that girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you're just like fucking scratching yourself, looking out a window, being like, will she ever come back?
100%. Yeah. I remember, yeah. Like, I was like, she likes snakes and I hate snakes. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'll go to a pet store, I'll hold a snake and I'll show her that I'm not afraid of snakes.
Oh,
and, yeah, it was so pathetic.
That's very sweet, though.
Oh, yeah. She was a real... Here was a red flag. She was 26. We were both 26. And uh-huh. She'd already been proposed to 3 times.
Oh, wow.
She was just like this like...
Was she beautiful?
She was just like a pixie girl who would just like bop around uh-huh. and like came from like tremendous wealth. So had no... Never had any...
What a dream.
Never had any like problems or anything. So she was just like always fun. And we like went to her family's house on Maui uh-huh. and like broke in.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah. And I was like... just an idiot from Iowa. And I was like, this is amazing.
No, any idiot from anywhere would be like, yeah. This is amazing. If I could live for a week as someone, I would choose a pixie-like woman who comes from like a stupid amount of money and just blow it and just like live for a fucking week.
So much money. Oh, yeah. I think
would
she
fucking break people's hearts and I would get on my private jet and go places.
So she had so much, but she lived like in like a commune. She was like,
what?
Yeah. Like, she was just a weirdo.
Press.
Like, super super crusty.
Red flag. Super crusty.
Yeah, had a shaved head because she just had dreadlocks.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like you found a homeless woman who lied to you about the money she had.
Yeah. No, you would think. But I was into it.
Fair.
Yeah. She was cool.
Was her pussy dirty? That's a rude question.
No, I mean, it might have been. I don't know. She had scabies, but it was good. I don't know. She was cool.
She had bugs, but,
I had just gotten out of a 7-year relationship.
7 years is a very long time.
So the next person you meet is very exciting.
Sure, that makes sense.
Because I dated this other girl from when I was 18 to 25.
That's crazy. That is your youth. That is...
Right. So next girl I meet, I'm like, I don't care if you're crazy. You seem cool.
Here's a question. So after 7 years, you get out of a relationship. Did you question who you were as just a person alone?
No, it was one of those things where we become like roommates and friends. We mm-hmm. went to high school together. And so I knew what I was doing. I was pursuing comedy so hard. And I think she was questioning who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we split. And it was like one of those splits that I was sad, but mm-hmm, it was
but
very necessary. Yeah.
Okay. So you date an actor, a comedian now. Do you ever feel in competition at all or no?
Oh.
Because you guys are very, very different in the same
world. Well, we helped each other both audition recently for the same pilot, different parts. And then she tested for it and I did it. And that was the only time I was like, wait a second. I feel like I worked harder on that. So you just have more genuine talent than me. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough. Yeah, that's an interesting thing to have to audition for the same thing but different parts.
Yeah, like we were same role. I mean, not same role, but like same, our characters were interacting and stuff. But other than that, no, I don't. There's no competition. She won. She's much more successful than I am. So I don't. There's no competition. She just won.
She won.
And she works much harder than me,
too. You came
into
it with a different level of...
Yeah, I'm a stand-up, and she is like a self. She's got her own little empire that she created.
Yeah, her career is great. It's very inspiring.
When I see how hard she works,
incredible.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Because it is a lot of work. She does a lot of YouTube content, so you have to like... fucking put up a video every fucking week.
Comment. Yeah. No, she has
like
5 a week.
That's crazy.
5 well-edited videos that are funny and unique a week right now.
That is insane.
It's
that is so much. That's
so
like
much
doing,
work.
Wait, 5 a week? And how long are they? Like five the, minutes a
piece? 5 to 7 minutes, yeah.
She's putting out like a new half hour every week.
It's fucking
That's
nuts.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah. It's very
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, I don't work.
No, I don't know anyone
who,
that.
That's
who does.
Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, but also we're working on a TV show together right now.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So that's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
So you do stand-up. You do a ton of stand-up. We're on the same shows all the time.
Yes.
Have you ever had chuckle fuckers? You do. You must. You're very good looking and you're funny.
I've never slept with anyone on the road.
Really?
Because I'm usually in these relationships.
Oh, okay.
I have a problem where if somebody thinks I'm cool, you know what? That's not true. I've slept with people on the road, but never, they're people who work at the club.
Oh, okay.
Or are in that city that I know.
Uh-huh.
Never somebody who I've never met.
Okay.
And it's like a fan. Because if somebody likes me and they're just a fan, I'm like, I don't even like me. You're crazy. what about you? Do you ever get it on the road?
Nope. Because there are no male chuckle fuckers.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
I've never been on the road and encountered a dude who was like, oh, you're so funny. I just want to like be near you.
Sure.
I've had like at a South by Southwest, I had a dude who worked in a bar who knew who I was. It wasn't from a show. He just knew
yeah.
who I was. He was just like, oh, let me get you a drink. And I was like, oh, okay. And then as I was leaving, he's like, man, I wish you were staying longer. And I was like, ugh, a little creepy, but
yeah.
I get what you're trying to do. And he was like the only one. I've only had like maybe two other people.
Yeah. Festivals are different because it's a lot of people in the, that you know,
yes.
kind of. Yeah. And that, so, yeah, they're not like fans. They're just
no,
people
no, no.
You,
it's just like people who are in the same world who like maybe are on a different level or like, yeah. It was
yeah.
like the funnier die part. So like it was just like
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the whole time I was on SNL, I was in a super committed relationship. Mm-hmm. So those parties were just like, I'm sure that happens there, but not.
But then again, maybe not, because I feel like everyone
no,
who's at that party
there.
Is. You
there's
think?
There's an after party that gets loose.
I've never gone to the after party.
That's the fun one.
My friend who worked there would never, ever want to go.
Well, I get it. I shared an office with her, with Sashir. I understand getting over that. I was like over it towards, well, and I was, I think, well, Sashir was a little over the show. I don't know if, maybe that's not okay to say, but I was like jamming, having fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting place to work at, I would assume.
It's insane, yeah. And you have, it's like very, nobody's mean, but you have your set of friends that you hang out with.
I would say it seems clicky from being an outsider looking in.
It's super incredibly clicky. And I loved the four or five guys I hung out with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still my very close friends that they all made that show, Detroiters.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jost and Che were the other guys that were always hanging out, are on Update.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
very funny dudes.
Yeah, all funny guys. So, but like, we all love drinking.
Yeah.
That's, I think, you kind of bind,
yeah.
you bond with whoever, like, I bond with the guys who like to stay up drinking. So,
yeah. See, for me, I think that would be a fun part of the job because it's everything's at night.
Yeah.
I'm like a little vampire. I don't need to live during the day.
Sure.
And then it's like, oh, we get to stay up and drink till 6 a.m., sleep, and then try to be funny at night? That's for me.
Yeah, but you get to stay up, drink till 6 a.m., and then wake up at 10 and go, I got no ideas. I have no idea.
What's comedy?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I have burned through every idea I've ever had.
I do miss New York. Do you miss New York? Did you like being there?
You know, I miss sitting on my... I had a fire escape that I would sit on and drink wine and read books. And that felt
nice.
So wonderful. I was just like, watch crime and read books. Yeah.
I lived in a 6-floor walk-up and there was a fire escape out of my window when I lived in New York. And we would sit out there, smoke cigarettes, drink wine. And it was just like perfect.
Yeah. New York in the spring, in the fall.
Is perfect.
It's like, oh my gee.
It's just, it's like a fucking wet dream.
But then... In the winter, I was like,
brutal.
Get me the fuck out of here.
The winter's brutal. There's no sun ever. It's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
You have to go live your life in the snow.
Yeah.
I remember the first time it rained here, I was like, do people work in the rain in LA?
Yeah.
Do we leave our homes? Turns out you do.
Yeah, but
you
are in traffic.
You're just sitting in traffic. It's wild. How long have you been in LA?
I moved here in 2009, And then I got SNL in 2013. So then I moved to New York. And then I left New York in early 2015 and moved back here. And I've been here. So I guess I've lived here like 6 years.
That's nice.
I love it. I like camping so much. So I like California. I don't necessarily love Los Angeles.
Sure.
And I don't, I was never single in New York, but I imagine it's easier to hook up with people.
It is so much easier.
Yeah, because everybody's
out.
You go
to a bar, everyone's getting drunk.
And everyone lives within that area.
Yes, and then everyone's like happy to make a friend. I feel like here people are like, I don't really want to be a friend unless you like know somebody who can like help me out.
Yeah, I would imagine it's much harder out here. Imagine New York would be almost too easy.
It's so easy. Yeah. You can get fucked any night of the week in New York. Here, people are like, I gotta go. I have to, you know, do yoga in the morning. It's sure. Like, everyone's very healthy. This is not a drinking town.
Oh, yeah. No, you're telling me.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. When I moved to New York, I'm like, I'm fitting in. When I move out here, they're like, I have someone you should talk to.
Yes. Yeah. And you're like, I'm just honestly having the time of my life.
Oh, man, you're making me want to open a beer now. And I'm like hungover because last night was my friend Carl Hess's birthday. And I was just like, well, it's Carl's birthday.
But that's how you get over a hangover. You know, hangover is just alcohol withdrawal.
Yeah, but I have to.
And dehydration. It's like a combo.
When I'm hungover, I don't get work done. So I can't be hungover on a Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
And then roll it into like, well, now it's the weekend.
Well, now it's Thursday. We can start it. Let's drink.
Yeah. And I've got some shit Friday that I have to be focused for.
Fair. Yeah. I went on a date with a dude and I brought a bottle of wine in my purse and like two little cuppies. And I was like, let's have like a romantic viewing of this movie.
Yeah.
And he truly was like, what are you doing?
What?
And I was like,
get out.
We could just drink this. And he's like, no, you can't just like sit and watch a movie. And I was like, oh, it's not a matter of like sitting through. Through a movie.
I am upset with
this
man.
I just want to like, it was a cute, fun, sneaky thing I did.
I would have been so happy.
Right?
This is amazing. I found my soulmate.
Right? That's what I thought.
Yeah, I took wine and cups into Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri or whatever at the Vista last Saturday night, and me and Grace drank those and had the fucking time of our lives. Then we went to Good Luck Bar afterwards discuss the movie.
I don't like Good Luck Bar.
Yeah, but it's
their drinks are a little watered down.
I just drink beer. And also, there's only one bartender and it's a fucking circle.
Yes, and he is always busy.
Yeah. But it's just nice, like right after that movie, I live like right next to the Vista. So.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's a good area.
Yeah, we just walk over, bop around.
Nice.
It's nice.
That's very nice.
I like
bop
it.
Bop out, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Wait, what movie did you say?
It's called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri or something.
Oh,
it's new. It's got like, I think
Frances
McDormand. Yeah.
She's
great in it. Woody Harrelson's great in
it.
What is
it? Her daughter's dead and she puts up billboards to say, you're not doing
like,
a good job.
They're not trying. Yeah.
Honestly.
It's good.
Fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. But I really enjoy drinking at movies. It's like,
I love drinking at movies. When the Arc Light was like, we have wine now. I was like, boom.
Oh my gosh.
Game changer.
I have. Talk about a fuck up story.
Ooh, tell me.
I read this book I really like called The Lost City of Z.
Okay.
And then a movie came out.
Brad Pitt stars in it.
No, Brad Pitt produced it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm invited sometimes to premieres and I never go, but I was like, I love this movie. I'm going to go. I was single. I took my friend Kale who, not Kale. Who did I take? Either way, it doesn't matter. Clay, my buddy Clay and I went, and that's the time we found out that you could take beer into the movie, and it's a fucking premiere, and we got so drunk beforehand, and then we sit down, and this actress sits right next to me, who's really cute and is very famous, and she brought her friend, and I was like, I had candy I snuck in. I was like, would you guys like some Sour Patch Kids? And she like laughs and I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. And then stupid Iowa drunk Brooks is like, I left the movie no less than three times to get more beer during the premiere. Like Brad Pitt is behind me. And I'm like, I'm just drunk bopping around. And I'd read the book and everybody in the movie's so handsome that I'm like, nobody looked like this in 1920. And so like, I pull him up on my phone. I show the actress next to me. I'm like, check it out. Look at these freaking, this is weird. She's like getting as far away from me in her seat as possible. It was, I fumbled very hard.
But you're very good at starting off a conversation. Adorable.
Sure, but I fucked it up immediately.
Do
she
you
was
have
like,
some Sour Patch Kids? Also, look at these fucking people in the 1920s.
Yeah, I go, was everyone in the 1920s sucking models? Yeah. And she was, I was this girl. It was a woman who's been in a bunch of movies that I have such a crush on. And I was like, this is my end. And I hope you run into her again
and no. be like, wasn't that funny what happened?
No, she's going to be like, I was holding mace. Yeah.
I was getting ready to attack you back because you were being too wild.
Yeah. And then the next morning I texted Clay. I was like, was that movie good? He goes, I don't know.
Honestly, that's great.
Yeah.
I got very drunk during Lady Bird.
Where did you see it? Arclight?
At the Arclight. I went with John Milheiser.
Oh, I love John. Roommate. Yeah, we were all with SNL same amount of time. Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure he has. You got used way more than him.
I mean, we were both used. It was,
that show's wild.
Yeah.
But I had two bottles of wine in my purse and cups, and then there's a security guard at the Arclight who was like, let me look in your purse.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
What? It's never happened before. No. And then she's like, you can't have this. And I was like, all right. So we went downstairs, shoved the wine in John's sleeve, went back up. She was like, good, you put it in the car. And I was like, we put it in the car.
Great.
I cracked that open. Ooh, wait, drank the wine.
Lady Bird looks great, by the way.
I personally didn't like it.
Oh,
everybody
dang.
Liked it. I thought it was good in parts.
Sure.
I don't know. It wasn't for me.
It seems like a middle class white kid movie.
Yes.
It's how I was like, I can't.
Yes.
Like the movie Moonlight, I was like, I get why people like this, but I have nothing to grasp at.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up like super poor in Florida. Black and gay, like versus Manchester by the Sea. I was like, I definitely could burn my family down. Yeah. On accident. Like, I get this movie.
Yeah. I didn't love Manchester by the Sea.
Why would you?
Okay.
I'm like, great. I know I can imagine doing what he did.
I was just like, so this man has it so good and can't stop drinking and partying with his friends and burns up his kids. Of course his wife is mad at him.
Yeah. No.
He burned up them kids.
I'm like, I am a fireplace away from that.
And then Moonlight, I was like, yeah, I get it. I get being black and different and having feelings that like you're not sure about.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I liked Moonlight, but I was just like, I can't. This movie's
you're
not.
You're just like, this is not
I don't
for
know
me.
How to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Lady Bird was not for me. I don't get the white experience of having adequate money, but wanting more money.
Right, sure. Like Lady, I mean, did you see the Florida Project?
No, I did not. But people keep telling me
great.
It's great.
It's White Moonlight.
Oh, White Moonlight.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
okay.
Poor white people in Florida.
Oh, okay. I don't know. This is going to sound real hateful, but I don't need to watch movies about poor white people because I don't understand how you're poor. The system's built for you. Figure it out.
Yeah, sure. Look, I don't know how to explain this movie. It's like a single mom. They live in like the projects outside Orlando, and her mom just can't figure it out.
Right, I gotta watch it.
It's just
is that the Arclight?
I don't know. I'm a Los Feliz 3 guy. I love Los Feliz 3. Okay. I love the Vista. I really like walking to a movie.
I can't walk to. I live on Griffith Park Boulevard, so like nothing is very walkable for me.
No.
I guess I could walk like a mile and hit Hillhurst, a mile and a half to Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
You could. Yeah.
I got so drunk at the Los Feliz 3 watching that Daniel Radcliffe movie where he's dead.
Oh, I never saw it.
It's good. I laughed, but also I was so drunk. I don't know. I was like alone laughing.
We
at
gotta
parts.
Go see a movie together soon. I saw the Entourage movie at the Los Feliz 3.
What a dream!
With Paul Britton, who's also on SNL, and we brought beers in, and we were the only two people there. Ironically, to be like, how bad is this gonna be? So we're clapping, we're just yelling, and everyone's like, "Quiet! I'm trying to see what Vinny and the boys are getting into."
It sounds like we go to movies for the similar reasons. You'd be like, am I going to giggle at how dumb this is?
Oh, man, I love it.
Oh, man, saw The Boy Next Door, pretty wasted at the Arclight.
Have you ever been to iPix?
No,
Grace
iPix?
Introduced this to me. It's a different, it's the Raya of movie theaters.
Oh.
It's like $35. I don't like it, but I get why you would. You go, you have it might even be more than $35. You have a fucking Lazy Boy recliner that goes all the way down, uh-huh. a full dinner menu.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Oh, I haven't been to this.
There's like Nighthawk or something in New York. Yeah. You can get dinner, but this is a different level. It's in Pasadena and it's downstairs. It's so fancy that I'm like, why are we even going out?
Why are we going to see a movie?
Yeah. I was like, I like the movie. I like sitting there, the popcorn. It's free popcorn, but well, I don't care.
I went and saw Madea at a...
It doesn't matter where. It was great.
It was perfect. Yeah. Madea's Halloween. It was at a Universal City Walk. Uh-oh. And they have big old fucking reclining lounge chairs. Yeah. So I just like had my little vodka soda that I brought with me. I was leaning back and was like, this is for me. I love it. I love getting drunk at a movie.
Oh, man. Yeah. When the ArcLight allowed us to start bringing beers in, I'm like, ugh, you are a genius.
A dream.
I had a thing one time in New York. I went to the AMC 13 or whatever in Union Square. Mm-hmm. And I had a backpack full of beer that never, nobody, I don't know. It hadn't been checked. But the guy tearing tickets uh-huh. was he was like a special needs person.
Sure. That's not rude. You're telling me a fact.
Right. And I was like, he's going to be a stickler. This is a stickler. This is a guy who is actually going to do yes. his job. So, which is, he has a great job. And he did a great job. And he mm-hmm. looked at my backpack. He's like, you can't have these. It was a six pack. Uh-huh. And I was like, can I like set them in your little cubby that you have? Uh-huh. Like, you know, he's at a thing. He's like, no. And I was like, ugh. Okay, well, I'm going to put them behind this Ninja Turtle. It's a Ninja Turtles cutout. I was like, I'm going to put them back here and then I'm going to get them after my movie. And mm-hmm. he was like, I'm not responsible for those. I go, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the movie and then afterwards I came out and a bunch of people saw a stranger reach behind a Ninja Turtles cutout
and pull out
six beers and then just leave. Oh, they're like, the fuck was that?
I hope someone was like, that's true magic.
Yeah,
someone
exactly.
was so excited yeah, about it.
Yeah, I really hope somebody saw it and was like, damn, Ninja Turtles are awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I wonder if there's more beer back yeah. there.
Is that
I
a treasure
hope someone was just like looking back there to be yeah. like, there has to be more beer.
Oh, yeah. All right, about
Brooks,
seeking.
I have a question for you.
Let's hear it.
We've talked. We know each other. Not super well, but we know each other.
Sure.
Would you date me if you didn't have a girlfriend?
Yes, of course I would. Well, I would go on dates with you. I don't know if we date.
Okay.
You know, because who knows? We sound like we would be a train wreck together.
It sounds like we would probably die.
Yeah, it sounds like we would just constantly one up each other.
Yeah.
And I
will go there. I recently did a Power Hour podcast. I did not realize this because I blacked out during the last 25 minutes.
What, where you take a shot of beer every minute
for an hour.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom, missed two drinks, so then I chugged a beer, and then I had already had three vodka sodas before arriving.
Oh, boy.
And then drank some Maker's Mark, took off my wig, and took off my shirt. So I'll tell you something. I'll go there. Also, this is the day before Thanksgiving, and I didn't know I had taken off my wig or my shirt until today, which is several days after Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
And the best part was, I was like, yeah, sounds about right. Like, I wasn't yeah. like, oh, my God, Nicole. I was like, that's who I am.
Yeah. The other night, the night of that I drank the wine in Three Billboards, I kept going with the wine, uh-huh. which I don't normally do. And I passed out on Grace's couch, mm-hmm. and she slept in her bed. And then woke me up in the morning, and my first words were, don't look at me. And then my next words were, where are my things? So she's like, I woke you up and you yelled, don't look at me. Where are my things? Because
that's very funny.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. Oh, boy. I don't remember falling asleep. She's like, no, you were just pounding wine.
That's
I was like,
great.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to do that.
Well, I just forgot how much I liked wine.
Yeah. You yeah. get excited.
That's why I don't drink hard alcohol because I drink all alcohol at the same speed.
Fair. I try to, in my brain, go, all right, if I have a vodka soda, have a cup of water. But I always forget. I had two friends in town. One is from Australia. One lives in Jersey. And it was Sunday, and I had to work at 6 a.m. on Monday. But I was like, I'll go easy. Yeah. We'll go to West Hollywood. We'll go at like 3 p.m. How drunk can you get during the afternoon?
Oh, boy, that sun will get you.
The sun gets you.
You're excited.
I'm excited. It is 8 p.m., and I'm blacked out mm-hmm. at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom peeing, and I hear a very faint, And I was like, who's got it? And this man appeared and he was like 20 for a bag. And I was like, I only have 14. He was like, deal. He's like, let's do some. I was like, my bag or yours? I'm cheap after he gives me a deal on a bag of Coke. So we do a little bit of his. And then it's 10 p.m. again, my palm red. And she's like, stand outside in your yard and feel the earth. So now it's 11
p.m. You got your palm red?
I'm wasted in front of my house with my feet in the grass and my friend John going, I don't know if I feel the earth. Cut to me 5 a.m., still wasted. And I'm like, I got to drive to Van Nuys. So I drove as slowly as possible. Get to work. My makeup artist, Sylvia, is like, girl, are you okay? And I was like, I don't think so. She's like, lay down. So she puts the makeup chair laying down. And I guess I was so drunk that I couldn't lay down. I was hovering above the chair because I was like, where's the back of it? And Sylvia goes, I didn't say anything because I was like, I don't think anything I'd say to you at that moment would be helpful. And then it was the longest 12 hours of my life.
A nightmare.
It was awful.
Oh, geez Louise, yeah.
I died in between every take.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It was rough.
One time, I shot a travel show and we were in France, in Paris, and I got real drunk. My friend's band was playing in Paris randomly from LA. I was like, holy shit. So I went and met up with them and they're like a cool hip band. And so afterwards we went to like David Lynch's underground like nightclub called Silencio. But I was like really drunk and didn't like French people. So I was like, I was like, these guys think they're so fucking cool. Like, I was like, this place fucking sucks. And my friend whose band it was, he's like, this is actually like the coolest bar in France. It's like very, like it had like all these different rooms and it's a dungeon. I go, fuck this. I'm going to McDonald's. I'm not forgetting my roots.
I'm not forgetting my roots.
So I stormed out of the place. And then I realized after I had McDonald's, I was like, uh-oh, those are where my friends are. So I went to go get back in and the guy was like, fuck you. And so I didn't know the name of my hotel because it's in French and I forgot it and I was drunk. I spent like hours walking around Paris being like, oh shit, how do I get home? We're shooting the next day. So then I was like, oh, and I got sobered up enough to click to be like, if I can get to the Moulin Rouge, I can get to my hotel. So I just go to the Moulin Rouge and the sun's coming up and I walk into the hotel and I grab a coffee as the director and the producers are walking down the stairs. They're like, somebody's up early. And I go, let's have a day. And the first hour was fine, and then I died.
Die.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it sucks when your hangover hits you at, like, 11 a.m., and you're like, I have so much more day to live.
Yeah. Ooh, I was just laying in the production van, and they were like,
let's have a day.
Yeah. Look, they were like, ooh, you're up early. I thought you were going to meet up with your friends. I go, we had a mellow night. I have not been in my room yet.
That is so funny.
Yeah, then you just so sad at like noon. You're like,
yeah, and you're like, if I drink something, I'm gonna puke. But I need to drink something.
Yeah, yeah.
If I lay down, I'm gonna puke. My head is pounding.
I pitched him. I was like, I think I should be drinking wine in this shot. Yeah. And they're like, I don't know. And I was like, I just think I should.
I think it'd be good. I think it'd be good for my body and the show.
I'm in Paris. Yeah, yeah.
Midway at like 5 p.m. or no, maybe it was like 3 or 4. The prop master, Charlie, was like, do you want vodka or something? And I was like, that would be good for me. So I just like sipped on a little vodka and was like, okay, she's back, baby.
Oh, this is
great. Like 45 minutes. And then I was like, I need more. So it's just like slowly just sipping up. Oh, it was bad.
This is the funniest.
It was bad. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I missed Mexican day at lunch because I couldn't look at it.
Right.
Oh,
that's so funny.
It was brutal.
And I'm not hungover anymore just laughing and talking about these stories because I'm like, man, I didn't drink like that at all last night. I'm fine.
Oh, man. Brooks, thank you so much for doing
this. This was a delight.
What a fucking treat.
Yeah,
also, Brooks has a podcast called
Entry Level.
And you talk about jobs comics had before becoming
comedians. Yeah, it's just all about the jobs people had, like comics or musicians had before they could quit those jobs and become full-time in that career. And it's pretty funny because nobody ever gave a fuck about, because once you know you want to do something, everything
you're just like,
else
fuck
is
everything
just
else.
To get money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
to like fulfill the drug of performing.
Yeah, performing is so stupid, and it's something I like have to do.
Oh,
just
God.
Gotta do it.
Yeah.
Also, Brooks has a Twitter and Instagram.
Sure, yeah, check
at Brooks Whelan.
Sure.
It's all very funny. He performs all over LA.
She's gonna be on my podcast.
I'm gonna be on that podcast, so you better fucking listen to hear my voice some more.
Yeah.
Also, if you like Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe to it and rate it on iTunes or wherever you listen to
podcasts.
That's
important, please.
It's very important.
This is free. And Nicole's doing
yes,
it, so just
I do it for
give it
free, and I just
press
want you to
the
like
button.
It. Just hit the five
press
stars.
The 5 stars, and it sincerely helps it get heard
yes.
by more people.
Yes, and it bumps it, and then people promote
do
it.
Do it right now. We're talking to
you.
Yeah.
Also, if you write a review where you hit on me, I'll read it. If you say something like, ooh, Nicole, them toes are great, I'll read it out loud. Because I just figured out today I'm on a foot encyclopedia or Wikipedia.
Oh, that's
so,
nice.
Like, I made it.
Grace has one of those, I think.
Yes, great. All female actors have one. And I just didn't think I was like going to get chosen to be on the Foot Wiki.
Fuck yeah, you made
it. I woke up this morning to it and I feel really good about
it. That's so
exciting. I texted Sashira. I was like, I'm on the Foot Wiki. She's like, did you see my page? I was like, I'll go to it now.
How is hers?
Hers is great. People really like her toes.
That's exciting.
She'll get comments on Instagram where people will be like, hey, so you're not wearing any shoes. You want to see them toes? It's very funny to me.
Want to see them toes?
Can we see them toes?
Give me pieces of toes.
Do you like toes?
I don't have any problem with them. I don't know.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm glad you weren't like, oh, toes, I'm gonna slide out of this seat.
No, I'm not like, everything's cool. Yeah, toes, yeah, cool.
All right, Brooks, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.